Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Girl on Girl. It is currently New Year's Day, the day I'm recording this podcast episode. So I just wanted to wish everyone a happy, happy New Year. I can't believe we're in 2025. And I'm wishing all of you just like the brightest year ahead. I hope that you discover so much more about yourself. There's more adventure and just like love all around. Like, that's really, really what I wish. Crystal and I actually started our day by getting up and kind of like getting ourselves to go out on a run. And I've mentioned that I've been running on the podcast a few times, but I want to say like to do this on New Year's Day has definitely been very, very new to me. And it felt very, very good. I mean, our New Year's Eve was very low key in Vancouver, but it was kind of exactly what we both needed. We ended up making vision boards. So we are definitely trying to manifest some very specific things and just like a lot of beauty for next year, or I guess, oh my God, sorry, this year, which was really, really fun. And then just had a little wine and we watched the second season of Squid Games. We were like five episodes in, so we ended up actually finishing it. And it's so good. If you guys watch Squid Games, you definitely need to check out the second season. I was shook as always. But yeah, it was a really easygoing night. And I just felt like we were really reflecting, Crystal and I, and just chatting a lot about what we learned in 2024, what were some of our peaks in 2024, what were some of our pits, and where we want to be like in 2025. So I feel like starting off the day with a run was so nice. We went to Sunset Beach area, ran along the seawall. And if you guys have been to Vancouver, you'll probably know that along Beach Avenue and Sunset Beach is so stunning. It's literally like California. There's palm trees everywhere. You're basically on a boardwalk the whole time. And it was just really giving California energy. And I loved it. For those of you who might not know, Los Angeles is actually one of my favorite places. I've only been there twice, but I plan on definitely going a lot more. But I just love it. I love the West Coast vibe. And I have to say that since moving to Vancouver, I've really appreciated more of like the West Coast and like that kind of laid back, but also at the same time, active lifestyle. So been really, really enjoying that. That was kind of our day. And then after I finish this pod episode, we're just going to order sushi and take it easy for the rest of the night. For this episode, I just wanted to get pretty deep and honest with you guys and talk about my New Year's resolutions. And I had a few topics I wanted to cover, and I wonder if any of you would be able to relate to this, but I'm going to be covering how I've been thinking about friends cleanses. I don't know if you guys have heard of that term, but I think it's something really important, and I will get into that. Definitely prioritizing my mental health and listening to myself more, and of course, more adventures. So those are the main things I'm looking to manifest for 2025. And at the end of the day, I feel like each year that we get into, we always learn something more about ourselves. Like, it's either like, you know, we go through some hard lessons, we take chances on ourselves, we go through some challenges, but it's such a nice feeling to look back at everything that went on, the good and the bad, you know, and just to know like you are only going to keep continuing to get stronger throughout it. So what are the things I want to focus on for 2025? 100%, I've said this time and time again, I'd really, really like to focus on like the genuine friendships in my life where there's that reciprocal energy. It's just kind, feels really good. I can't really explain it, but you know, when you meet someone and you just know the energy is vibes, that's just the best way I can describe it. I think that's really important. I feel like in the past, I would like to surround myself with a lot of people. And that was kind of the way I am. I think I'm naturally extroverted. I have an introverted side for sure. But all in all, I love being very social. I love social gatherings. But as time has gone on, I've noticed that my social battery totally dies if I'm not feeling like a really good energy. I feel like I used to put up with a lot more when I was in my 20s. And I mean, I'm in my late 20s now, I'm 29. So in the last year of my 20s, I've just been so much more selective of who I want to be around. And I'm just really trying to lean into also what I deserve. I think that's so important, especially when we're trying to manifest really good things going on. When you have almost like an evil eye around you, and sometimes that can happen when there's a lot of energies around you, it's really not good. And you might even notice yourself like feeling down. The evil eye belief is in many, many cultures, and it involves like individuals that can almost like cast this energy or a curse or misfortune upon you just simply by like looking at you, being around you. But you can sense there's like this envy or this jealousy or like a malicious energy. And I mean, we don't play around with the evil eye. And I think it's really important too for this year to move a little bit more in silence, but don't forget to celebrate your achievements. We also live in a world where social media is everywhere. I mean, like, I'm guilty of it. I post not so much on my Instagram feed, but I mean, I recently created a running TikTok just for my own personal, like, video diaries. Or I sometimes will post on my stories, especially just like after moving to a new city. Those are all things we love to share. But the more I thought about social media, I was like, sometimes it can just feel very, very toxic and sometimes not that authentic. Like, I am grateful for social media in many ways. I mean, it's my field of work. It's how we can connect with so many amazing people, and it can like help bring up awesome opportunities. But there's a whole other side to it, which we know that can be toxic. And it's one of those things where you feel like there's all these eyes on you. I was actually talking to Crystal about that this morning, just being like, it's so interesting that now we live in a world where we can find out what's happening in anybody's life if we really wanted to, whether we're following them or not. Like, we just have that tool. And one thing that I found interesting too was that nowadays you can know what your ex is up to, whereas in the past, without social media, once they were out of your life, you don't really see what's going on because you don't really see them anymore. You might not be running around in the same circles. But when it's on social, you could see everything, especially if you do still follow them. And I've probably mentioned that before, but I think it can also be very healing to sometimes just not be fed all that content all the time. Because I was really thinking, like, is it normal to have access to like so many people's lives? And I feel like that is why there's such an increase of like all of us comparing ourselves, or like our mental health is like not doing so well, especially during the holidays. I think that can be a really, really tough time for so many people. There's like a lot of loneliness around the holidays. And I think when we sometimes see that there's so many people like celebrating, they're in big groups, they're doing like friends' parties, they're doing big family gatherings, it can just be like a mixed emotion, if that makes sense. And I just think that's why, in ways, social media, like, you can celebrate those moments, and sometimes it's really good to see. But if you're also not in the best place, I could only imagine how that would feel to just like witness all that type of content so easily. Like, it's so accessible. I think along with that, like, a social media cleanse for me would be really, really nice. I would always say, like, oh, but it's my job, you know, like, I'm always on social media. But even for myself to not be so on social media on my own personal account, I think will like do me really good. Especially too, when I think it comes with like the people pleasing thing, or I'll notice like there's certain people in my life where they were important. And then like time, like seasons change, you know, like sometimes some relationships are very temporary, and I need to learn like and appreciate the impact they had then. But even if it's not happening now, I think I just need to accept that and know that it's okay. And that's something that comes along with also like just growing up, and also realizing that I don't need to like be mad at myself for feeling those emotions. Like, I've mentioned on the pod so many times, I'm a very emotional person and I love connecting. And I've always been someone who's like, if I'm not hanging out with a certain person as much anymore, or that has kind of like distance, it doesn't mean they don't like me. It doesn't mean we don't like each other. I think it's just something where we move on. And I can only focus on the actions of myself, not the actions of others. And I've really come to realize too that people really show their true colors and how they feel about you through their actions, not their words. And I think like that's part of the inner confidence. Like, have that confidence on yourself and just focus less on the actions of other people and what you can control. I think in ways like social media plays a factor in that. So if we just continue to try to stay more present and focus on our daily life, even if it is like wake up first thing in the morning and do not roll over and scroll on your phone. I know it's so tempting, but try not to do that because you're almost just like, the first thing you do is you wake up and you're like seeing all the content from everyone from the night before. I don't know if that's really healthy. And I can't remember if this is something Jay Shetty had said. So I don't want to like quote him on this, but I'm pretty sure it was from a Jay Shetty podcast. He had mentioned opening up your phone and turning on social is almost like inviting everybody into your bedroom. And it's kind of true. It kind of feels like a very invasive thing, actually. So I'm going to try and practice that and even start my day with just focusing on my cats, like making coffee, making breakfast, and like maybe trying to do something a little more active. I think that's just going to lead to being a lot more healthier physically and also mentally, because I will doom scroll. If I open up TikTok first thing in the morning, I will be scrolling for a while. And that is something I definitely don't want to do. So I guess back to the friends cleanse, I've been doing so much reflecting. Oh my God, over the past year or two, but I think especially recently, and being in a new city, you really come to realize like we're getting older, and I'm just in this place in my life where I'm really just want to be in a really good community. I want to be around people who support each other, and there's no cattiness, there's no like gossiping. I can't with that energy, and I just love that supportive vibe. And I think as I was doing some reflecting, I think when you sometimes surround yourself with people who've known you for so long, let's just say, I've always said that it almost seems like they have a certain expectation of you. And it just unfortunately, sometimes when we go through those changes, some people are with you through that and they support it. But then there's others who are always kind of like trying to bring you back to maybe who you used to be. That energy can actually be pretty damaging because at the end of the day, I don't want to be the same person I was at 25 or 26. I would hope by the time I get to 29, I've gone through a lot of changes. I've become less of a people pleaser. I've become a lot more firm with my boundaries.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm also overall becoming really confident in my decisions. And you will notice too the people who really do support you through that. And how do they support you through the changes you're going through? For me, I've started to notice like words don't mean anything. It's kind of back to the actions versus words. A friend can say things to you, and you might in the moment be like, oh, that was really, really nice. But do they follow through with their actions? Like, how do they actually treat you after the fact? How do they treat you around other people? Do they have these high expectations of you and then they don't reciprocate that energy back? Like, why is that? I've been trying to get to the root of it because I have experienced that. And it's just come to the point where it's not something I need to be putting all my focus on. I love being around really good friends. That's something that's always going to be a part of me. But I've also kind of drawn a line where it's like, I am not just going to be friends with anyone. I need to be around people where it's like we support each other through the ups and downs and there's no judgment. So that's something I really, really want to be intentional about. And that is absolutely what I mean about a friends cleanse. It's interesting how sometimes, like, I mean, I've done this in the past, like, I've let so many things slide or I've like noticed something feels off with a certain energy and then I just didn't do anything about it. And I don't like that anymore. And I will fully take accountability for being that person who would just let things happen. And then later I would look back and be like, that was a weird feeling, or that was kind of a weird comment, but they're my friends, so they probably didn't really mean it. But the reality is, some of the people you might consider the closest people in your life could sometimes have this like weird ownership of you. And I think it's really important to identify that. And if you ever feel that, talk to the person. That's something I definitely feel like I'm working on. I'm working on those like crucial conversations, and it's really good to have those crucial conversations with people. But I would say that because I think also how they respond to how you feel, it will say a lot on how you can move forward. So that's something I really want to work on. I think there's also a lot of difference between like seeking closure with someone, whether it's a friend or an ex or whatever, and also finding some peace when maybe someone leaves your life. I know it sucks, and that feeling can be pretty shitty, especially if you are a very people-oriented person and you want to keep the peace. What does peace even mean if you feel like you're just not being treated well? There's a lot of like power in accepting things. They're meant to happen in the way they are. The power of acceptance is so good. And I think it takes a while to get there. Like, you know, those moments where you've probably even said this yourself. I know I've said this before. Maybe you dated someone in the past and then it ends, and then you want to get together for like that closure conversation, you know, like, oh, I just need closure. I just need that closure. Sometimes I'm like, why do we need that closure? Really, I think there's something a little bit more powerful of just accepting something wasn't meant to be, and you can just be at peace with that. It's just so much better for your mind. But I also am a huge believer too in being honest with others. And Crystal and I actually talked about this in the podcast episode we did together. I feel like if we feel these things, it's good to bring it up and be honest and talk about how you feel. There's something really beautiful in having that honest conversation with someone, and hopefully it'll make your relationship and your friendship even stronger. Another New Year's resolution for me, I did mention, is prioritizing my mental health. I don't know if I did a good job of doing that in 2024, I will say. I'll be honest, I was working a job that was really, really burning me out. It really was. And I recently switched out of that job because I moved to Vancouver. So, because of the province change, I couldn't stay there anymore. The people were amazing. I loved working with my coworkers, but the actual job itself was really, really tough for me on my mental health. And I really wish I listened to myself a little bit more. Throughout my 20s, I've always been in very fast-paced jobs. And I think sometimes it's good to take a moment and reflect and think, is this really for me? I think being in Toronto, it's such a hustle culture type of city. And I mean, with the economy as well, like even in Vancouver, at what cost of our mental health? And that's just something I really, really thought about even more when I moved down here, and it kind of slowed down for me a little bit since leaving my job. So that's something I'm going to continue to prioritize. And just also making sure I don't repeat those patterns. It's really easy to, especially if like you have the skills and something comes up and it's like a very, very fast-paced job again. I think it's good to pay attention to those keywords and also think like it's okay to not, and also take your time. But through that, I found a lot of healing through running and being active in ways I would stay active through playing tennis and basketball, or like I would go to the gym sometimes in Toronto, not as often as I wished I did, but I've just found that I would do that more so for like the pure goal of like, I have to exercise, I have to do this. But with running, I've found that it's something I look forward to. I crave it almost every day. I mean, some days it's important to take your rest days too, but at least like 4 days of the week, I really like to get a run in, and it makes me feel so much better. And I never thought I would say that. So that's something I'm going to also like prioritize more. And I guess that goes along with like the staying active thing. But I'm not doing it necessarily for that. I think it's like very therapeutic. And even on the run with Crystal today, we were doing intervals and we ended up running an 8K, which was kind of nice. Like we really paced ourselves, would run faster and then walk, jog. Like it was perfect. And we really enjoyed being around that area of Vancouver as well. And even Crystal told me, she's like, this is very therapeutic. Like it feels very freeing. And I never understood that feeling until I really started giving myself that chance to run. And Yeah, now I don't know how I was going so many years without it, to be honest. So that's a pretty good feeling, actually. I was feeling very excited. I think I want to attempt a half marathon at some point. So any of my running friends, if you do listen to this and you hear it, I really do, and would love your tips, but I think that's a really achievable and like very fun goal to do and just to be around that energy. So that's something to really look forward to. Probably won't be 2025, but maybe like the 2026 BMO Vancouver race. Maybe I'll do that one. Other New Year's resolutions for me is just more adventure. And I put that on the vision board 100%. I mean, even if it's not going to all happen in 2025, I really want to be making sure travel is a big priority. I think traveling is really important. And I mean, I think it's just so good to see, and understand like other sides of the world and see how people live. So that's going to be a big priority for me. I also find like because my whole 20s, it was so, I was just working all these jobs and like, never even finding the time to take like proper vacation, really. And I think like now's the time where there's like a little bit more flexibility as well with like remote working and like just picking up and going if you can, if it's like makes sense. Like always try to make the time to do it because I think like we need it for our soul. I think like having a change of environment can be really good for us. And especially when life can feel very mundane and we're repeating the same thing every day because we're in a routine. So to get out and experience something new and enjoy the travel is something I'm really, really looking forward to in the next few years. If anybody has any tips of like where I should go, where Crystal and I should go, like what we should do, please let me know because we definitely both have the travel bug right now and are always talking about it. I mean, if you looked at our vision board, that's exactly like most of it was all like different places we want to go to. So, yeah, that was kind of my overall thoughts and just wanted to get it out there because it is the new year. We're in 2025 now and I'm really excited. The reason why I like the new year is because I do feel like it's a really good time to start fresh. Like it's literally the start of a new year, and you can look back and appreciate the year before and even appreciate the hard times you went through and just know that you can honestly achieve anything. You really can if you put your mind to it and you want to do those things, put it on the vision board, put it in your phone, put it anywhere accessible on a Bristol board, hang it up, like look at it, look at the vision board and say, I am going to get there. And I think there's just something very beautiful of knowing like there's a fresh start, and like that's what it's all about. And I kind of like when I get fed those on TikTok, it's like those videos that say like I'm locking in like from January up until like April and then the summer's gonna come. Like I really like that stuff because I find it's actually very motivational and even if you have off days, like it's okay. Take your time through it. There's so many days in the year and there's so many things that happen in a year. Even when I look back at everything that happened in 2024, it's like wild. Even I was joking to Crystal, like, it's not that we're not active people. Actually, in Toronto, we were fairly active, but more so with like, we'd go on walks and we'd play a lot of basketball and stuff. But even thinking of us like New Year's last year, when we were home on New Year's Day, I could not have pictured us being like, do you want to go for an 8K run? I just couldn't. So it's just, it's like, goes to show how much like there can be growth and also like positive change. So just think about it. I'm feeling the best I have in a very long time, and it's because I finally let go in many ways of feeling worried about what other people think of me. And it's not to say I don't care. It still happens to me now, but I think it's like I'm slowly trying to work through just like really loving myself more and nourishing myself and taking care of myself, and I can feel it. So that's just kind of an update there, and I'm excited to see where 2025 is going to take me, whether it is like more travel, like really hitting more goals and having fun with like the running journey I'm on, or building community in a new city and like connecting with friends as well who don't live in Vancouver, but continuing to like really nourish those friendships and appreciate them because, oh my God, I miss so many of my friends and I really, really miss my family. Don't even know if I said this on the podcast yet, but my sister had her second baby. So I have another nephew named Arlo who is adorable. And I think about him a lot as well. Like, I'm not there for those really special moments, but when the time comes and I can reunite with my family and my friends, whenever that is, it's just going to be so special. So, yeah, really looking forward to those moments. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know it was like very conversational. It's very much a New Year's Day chat. I'm truly just speaking like openly and from my heart, but I really appreciate you all being here, and also thank you so much for showing love to Crystal on the last episode. We had a lot of fun recording it, so I'm so grateful for all of you who tuned in. But anyway, I'm going to end the episode here, but I'm truly wishing all of you an exciting new year ahead, and I'll see you all next week.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.